Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to play our favorite Thursday game, a little Goosies. No Goosies. As we got game two tonight, Panthers.
How we feeling?
I'm feeling good, dude.
How we feeling about this?
Very confident. Good? Very confident.
Here's what I want.
How's been a game for the Cats?
No. You can't. Here.
I mean, yeah.
Here's it. Technically, yes. But as a player,
I know nobody.
You want to keep going on this string of just destroying.
Of course.
Fools.
I mean, they could end the series tonight.
Right? Because the worst thing is if you play poorly. Because Paul Maurice said there were some things he didn't like. But if you go into this game thinking we got one and you play poorly, now you got to turn it around.
I got you.
So I just want him to keep playing. Whether you win or lose, that's a whole nother conversation. But if you play the way you've been playing the last three games or four games, then whatever happens, happens. I can live with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a bad hockey game. I don't want to see the Panthers play outside of who the way they've been playing. And that's the one thing I could say. They haven't really.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
What do we have today for Goosies, No Goosies?
No Goosies.
You don't even know what it is yet, dude.
I barely spoke. Give me a second, okay?
I was trying to come in hot like Tobin did.
No, you have to say a lot of words continuously very quickly.
Words.
Oh, yeah. You did. Can I just tell you?
What?
You were on.
Goosed up.
Yeah.
You were geeked up.
Yeah. I don't even know why.
On Cobra.
Because where's my Giannis meeting, dude?
You ain't getting a meeting with Giannis. Oh, you're not even talking about a meeting with Giannis in the Heat.
When's his breakup meeting?
How do you know he's breaking up?
You don't call a meeting unless you're breaking up, dude.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
It's his off season. Why do you call an off season meeting?
Bring your playbook.
To say, hey guys, what do you think? Is Doc Rivers there giving some plays? How do you think we're going to do without Dame this year? Not great, Doc.
Anyway.
What do we got for Goosies, No Goosies, Jennifer?
First off, we have Anthony Weaver on his draft class.
All right, the Dolphins defense coordinator spoke yesterday on his draft class, which involved a lot of defensive players. Here was the Bob and Weave.
Oh, thrilled about the draft process. It was a collective work of so many, just targeting the guys that we did. Really excited about Kenneth Grant and what he brings to the middle of that defense. And him just being in here, having the opportunity to work with Benito and Zach Sealer. And obviously, Coach Clark. Whatever he's supposed to be at the end of the day, I promise you he will reach every bit of God-given potential. Really happy about Jordan Phillips. Guy that was kind of under the radar a little bit. But the way he plays on film and just the person that he is, it's the same thing. He's going to reach that ceiling. And I have really high hopes for both those kids. And then I still don't know how we got Zeke Biggers in the seventh. A guy with that size, that length, that mass to play as hard as he plays, he could end up being a steal for us too. So really happy about those three. They've been putting the work in since they've gotten here. And just I know we'll live through some growing pains early, as you do with all rookies. But the one thing I do know is that it's going to click faster for them than just because of the work they put in.
I got the Goosies.
And the fact that you need them to play.
I got the Goosies. Anthony Weaver's Goosies. A vibe. I like him. He's very positive, upbeat.
He doesn't sound like an old curmudgeon.
Got good sideline presence. I'm a fan. What about you? Got the Goosies?
I do. I like the fact that there's, that there's a lot of young talent that people are going to be eager to watch play. It's been a while since this team has relied on a lot of young talent. They've always gotten a lot of veterans. If you get some of these young guys coming and play, your team is in a totally different place.
Mm. What about you, Vlad? You got the Goosies?
I do have the Goosies because I think Anthony Weaver is going to be your head coach in 2025.
You know, maybe.
Wow.
He might be right. If it got off to a rocky start against the division, could be old outskies for Mike McDaniel.
What
the
hell
is that? Well, you weren't looking, so you missed the thumb gesture.
Look at your friend, Leroy.
Leroy has not looked at anything the last 2 seconds.
I have.
No, you haven't.
You're focused.
I'm not focused on it.
You're focused.
What do you focus on? You are you buying golf stuff?
No. Might, yeah, he's definitely got like a sale for like.
It's got to be. I'm waiting for the.
All right.
Contract.
Oh, I thought you were at like a taco order downstairs.
No, contract. No,
Jennifer, you got the goosies?
Of course.
Taco.
Tacos.
What goosies. The hell would I order a taco?
I don't know.
They're more like burritos downstairs.
Yeah, I've had that place. It's all right.
I haven't had it yet.
I go with the wings.
The wings are top. That's power ranking
and
number one.
And I've hit up the pasta place.
The jerk wings at the Citadel.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. And they have
and
jerk
those
bites too.
Ooh, man. Those jerk bites are amazing.
I can't wait. I'm going to eat them tonight.
Jennifer, you got the goosies?
I did say I had the goosies. Yeah.
Do you have number two?
Okay, I do have number two. We have the Miami Dolphins keeping the Tush Push alive. They were one of the 10 teams to vote to keep it.
I'm going to tell you why.
Because
all the people that voted against it are jealous they can't do it.
They soft.
That's it. That's it.
Although the Bills voted against it, which
they, which made no
that's
sense.
It's kind of weird because they do Buffalo. It the most aside from the Eagles.
They're Buffalo. They
I think their sense. Tush push is just Josh Allen, though, isn't it?
Right. It's not like
he doesn't really need a shove ski.
I mean, it does help that your if your quarterback can squat 600 pounds.
And then you got a guy who's who could squat another 600 pounds behind him.
Pushing him.
Yeah.
Right.
Dolphins quarterback, I don't want him anywhere near that. Get out
you
of
can
there.
Put a tight end in there. You can put anybody in there. The tush push is not about who's got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the guys up front and the pushers.
Ugh.
That's the whole thing. Everybody's getting caught up in the wrong thing. Oh, they have Josh Allen. Oh, they have Jalen Hurts. It's the line, the offensive line. When you think about it,
mm-hmm.
who has two of the best offensive lines in the league?
Eagles, Bills.
Right. So, like, get a better offensive line. Otherwise, shut it.
But I got the goosies. Not looking soft. I'm happy about that.
Goosies.
Yes. I like. Yeah, I got the goosies in them not, you know, wanting to get rid of it. I wish they would partake in it a little bit more. Not necessarily with somebody carrying the ball, but with the offensive line.
Wouldn't it be funny if like the second year of Tony Sparano, he like lost all that weight and everybody was like, whoa, Tony Sparano, that was a body change. Like, rest in peace, of course. What if Mike McDaniel came back one day as
chunky?
Like a powerlifting bro.
Like
he got into
Diesel?
CrossFit.
Wait,
yeah.
If he got into powerlifting right now,
yeah.
Right.
He might be able to lift the bar by Kane.
Wouldn't it be something though? Like Mike McDaniel just comes, he goes sleeveless.
Absolutely. Everybody's thinking he's taking roids.
Yeah.
HGH.
Like juiced up Mike McDaniel.
He's gonna be a jockey his whole life.
Like D. Gordon just to keep up the weight.
D. Gordon.
Point for Leroy. Vlad, you got the goosies for the tush push surviving?
What in women? What's going on?
JFig's getting some
cafecito.
Yeah. Got a cafecito delivery.
Wow.
Wow.
Goosies, Vlad?
Yeah, I am goosies. I'm the Jets, the Dolphins. I'm happy those 10 teams decided, like, they're not soft. Like, this, all you got to do is get some linemen, like Leroy said, and do it yourselves.
Get some old fat.
I will say, though, no goosies for Jason Kelce saying, I would come back to playing if I could run the tush push 60 times.
Oh, he's not doing
you're not.
Anything.
Shut your mouth.
You're a podcaster now.
Now you
cap it. Boy.
Now you cap.
Jennifer, you got the goosies?
I do. I do have the goosies.
All right. Give us one more, Jennifer, for goosies, no goosies.
Okay, Leroy's pulling up the glasses. We have Brad Marchand on the Panthers. He says, I can't say enough about the organization. No one needs leadership in the room. Everyone is a leader in their own way.
Man.
That's goosies.
That's goosies galore,
goosies
dude.
Goosies on goosies.
I can't believe I love this guy.
Why do I like
goosies
him?
Goosies galore.
I got the goosies. I like Marchand.
That's good.
Goosies galore.
You really love Marshawn, don't you, right now?
It's crazy.
You know what the thing is?
From the game?
Can we do this?
Boston was holding him back.
Can we give credit to Bill Zito?
Yeah.
Because there is not a person that he has brought into this organization that did not fit.
Fit the culture pretty well.
Just every player that he's brought in. Isn't it amazing? So that's how you get talent.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I don't know if it works differently in other sports because I know basketball, you just bring in the star and make it work, right? You get the star. We'll figure it out. Football, there's a little bit of both. Like, the Eagles did an incredible job in that they brought a special teamer to play linebacker because he fit, and he ended up being all pro. So that's another excellent example of you see somebody, you think he would fit your system, and you bring him in. So, like, yeah. Think what didn't work? Name a player in the last 3 years that has come here and you go, that didn't work. They all have contributed. In fact, at the end of every year, we're like, oh, no, we're going to lose this guy.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, we're going to lose Montour. Oh, no.
I don't know if I can lose Benny.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Vlad, you got the Gooseys?
I definitely have the Gooseys, man. Come on, bro.
Let's go Cats.
I mean, like, look, that's why it's always good when a great player joins the op and then you start realizing everything that you hated about him is why you love him now.
Yeah, he's a perfect Panther.
So when he's gone after this season.
Wow, you said perfect.
He's a perfect Panther.
When he's gone after this season and he comes back with another team, you guys are going to start cheering for him.
I know.
Because he will probably hand you a second Stanley Cup.
Is this true?
What?
The Dolphins and Detroit Lions are going to have joint practices this year.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Is that like a preseason thing?
Yeah, usually sometimes you rather practice against teams instead of play against them in preseason. Because you get more work against their number ones or whatever.
I saw they were doing the Bears and the Jags. So
the preseason schedule out? Is this preseason?
I don't know. Can I just – no, I read the text. That's what Dave South said. But I will say this.
Yeah, they're jointing against all three of their teams, which means no one will play in the preseason.
Right.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Brian Boucher going to join the show from NHL on TNT. Back after this.